T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.751 news at the top of the hour, of course. Right now, though, let's celebrate birthdays. It's January 19th. We're going to start out with a star of the Birds. She doesn't say much in this movie, at least in the highlights I was able to find. But Tippi Edren is celebrating 90 today.
Bodega Bay, where's that?
Up the coast, about 60 miles north of here.
60 miles?
Oh. It's an hour and a half by freeway, or 2 hours if you take the coast highway.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about her longest dialogue. From the McNeil Lehrer Report, Robert McNeil is 89. This is on the day that JFK was shot. Fascinating.
I suddenly dozed a little bit and had a kind of daydream or something. And in the daydream, I said to myself, well, what if somebody shot at him? What would I do? Well, I'd get off the bus and I'd run and chase. And then I shook my head and said, don't be stupid, and went back to, got my notebook out and started looking for things to make notes about.
Welcome. Home, baby.
Remember Shelley Fabre? Shelley Fabre. She turned 76 today.
But I won't ever say I told you so, darling. I still love you.
And celebrating number 74. Of course, that's Dolly Parton.
Take my man. Jolene. Please don't take him even though you can.
And from America, Dewey Bunnell is 68. Among others celebrating today, Desi Arnaz Jr. is 67, Katie Sagal is 66, and football fans, remember this guy, of course you do. O.J. Anderson turned 63.
In 1983, Anderson was unstoppable. 7 times he rushed for over 100 yards. Add to that his versatility as a receiver, and you have a formidable 1,729 total yards.
Yes, you do. Jeff Pilsen, a foreigner, turns 62. Frank Caliendo, the funny guy, turns 46. And a guy that you hear on our station all the time, Dave King, the voice, one of the voices of KMOX. He celebrates a birthday today, so happy birthday to him. He's Canadian, so I'm not sure how old he is because, you know, they're in the metric system. So I don't have his age right now because, you know, it's different. I don't know. I don't know if they just count every 10 years since it's metric or I don't know. I don't know how they do that. So anyway, happy birthday to Dave and happy birthday to you if today is your birthday, this January 19th. And thanks for spending some of it anyway with us here on Total Information AM here at KMOX. Among the things that happened on this date in history, 1937, Howard Hughes set a transcontinental air record by flying his monoplane from Los Angeles to Newark, New Jersey in 7 hours, 28 minutes, and 25 seconds. Why he landed in Newark, I don't know. Maybe he ran out of gas because nobody really wants to go to Newark, do they? I don't know. Robert E. Lee was born on this date in 1807. Happy birthday to the state of Georgia. Actually, that's not true. Actually, Georgia became the 5th state to secede from the Union on this date in 1861. Oops, so get out of here. Anyway, Germany carried out its first air raid on Britain on this day during World War I, a pair of Zeppelins dropping bombs in England in 1915. So some of the things that happened on this day in history here on Total Information AM, where the news is coming up next at 7:55.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.